To introduce the president of the CAS, Mr. Steve Lowe.
Thank you very much. Welcome to warm and sunny Orlando and the CAS 2016 annual meeting. Welcome to all of you here in attendance, and welcome also to the viewers at home and in their offices, as once again we are broadcasting this session live via webcast over the CAS website. And I'd like to extend a special welcome to the 170 new fellows and 224 new associates who will be recognized at this meeting. At this year's annual meeting, we are starting with what has always been one of my favorite parts of the meeting, the celebration and recognition of our new fellows and associates. I had the chance to meet and congratulate our new associates last night at their recognition reception, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and I hope the associates did too. This morning, we'll recognize the associates as a group again before introducing our new fellows. And we'll end the session with the address to new members, which will be given by CAS past president Bob Michaelis. But we'll begin by honoring some university students, the 2016 CAS Trust Scholarship recipients, who I expect will be future members of the CAS and who will be celebrating to this session a few years from now. The goals of our university scholarship program are to further students' interest in the property casualty actuarial profession and to encourage the pursuit of CAS designations. And we've been quite successful in doing that. In fact, several members of our scholarship committee are former scholarship winners themselves. The scholarships are funded through the CAS Trust, which was established in 1979 as a nonprofit organization for contributions of funds to be used for research and educational purposes. Through the CAS Trust, we offer $20,000 in scholarships each year, and I'm pleased now to introduce the winners of this year's scholarships. As I announce the winners' names, I invite them on stage to be recognized. Chloe Marshinsky, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, winner of a $5,000 scholarship. Sarah Ruman, a University of St. Thomas, winner of a $5,000 scholarship. And I apologize to anyone if I mispronounce your name. And Chase Yetter, Lebanon Valley College, winner of a $10,000 scholarship. These three students, all members of CAS Student Central, are attending the CAS annual meeting and participating in the student program tomorrow. So as you see them throughout the meeting, please welcome them as a part of the CAS community. Okay, thank you. Now let's talk about our new associates. I'd invite all of you to come up on the stage too, but there are 224 of you, and this stage just isn't big enough to hold you all. Instead, I ask all of our new associates to please stand and face the audience. There they are. Our class of new associates is a dedicated group of professionals who have reached an important milestone. They are now members of the CAS. Please join me in congratulating them again on this achievement and welcoming to the CAS. And while we're recognizing our new members, let's acknowledge the family members and others who supported these associates on their path to CAS membership. We also welcome three new fellows by mutual recognition into the CAS at this annual meeting. One of these fellows is here today, and I'll introduce her and ask her to stand. Join me in congratulating Lynn Huang of Aviva Insurance Company of Canada as a new CAS fellow by mutual recognition. Congratulations, Lynn. Next on the program is the ceremony for new fellows. There are 170 new fellows to recognize at this meeting. Although some new fellows have indicated that they could not attend today's ceremony, we will announce their names in recognition of their accomplishments. And what an accomplishment it is. For over 100 years, CAS has been setting the standard of expertise, credibility, and professional integrity for the P&C actuarial profession. As the only actuarial organization in the world exclusively focused on P&C risks, the CAS and our members are recognized globally as leading practitioners providing casualty actuarial analysis. Our members are sought out and valued by insurers and other enterprises worldwide for their expertise, insight, and solutions for today's risk-oriented challenges. The FCAS credential is unmatched in its rigor, integrity, and relevance, making it the gold standard among P&C actuarial credentials. Our new fellows have earned the premier credential in the industry, and I look forward to congratulating each of you on your accomplishment.
As I call your name, please come on the stage, accept your diploma, and return to your seat. Please hold all applause until all of the names have been read and all new fellows have returned to their seats to be recognized as a group. Daniel Stephen Ahun, Cabrillo General Insurance. Anna Antonova, Hiscox Group. Jennifer M. Ashenbrenner, Liberty Mutual Insurance. John Avitable, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Robert Edwin Balmer, United Services Automobile Association. Yair Barchame, National Council on Compensation Insurance, Inc. Justin J. Barkazetz, XL Catlin. Charles Bowden, Intact Financial Corporation. James L. Bedford, Oliver Wyman Actuarial Consulting. Rohin Danush Bapat, Arch Insurance. Charles Bernier, Industrielle Alliance. Matthew York Berry, Allstate Insurance Company. Eric Raymond Blankey, CNA Insurance Companies. Joshua John Brady, the Cincinnati Insurance Companies. David James Broomhead, RSA Canada. Oliver Brown, EY. Stephen T. Brumley, Cooperators General Insurance Company. Bradley Bykowitz, Accident Fund Group, Inc. Gage Russell Caligaris, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Catherine Tsao, Zurich, North America. Jonathan William Carmine, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Samuel Nicholas Charters, Aviva, Canada. Eric Chung, PricewaterhouseCoopers. Kate Boyan Clark, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Daniel Anthony Collins, Willis Towers Watson. Christina May Copage, Veris Underwriting Managers. David E. Dye, EY. Francois Luc Dallaire, La Capitale. Sarah E. Dahlman, EVP Advisors, Inc. Richard Dale Durr, Nationwide Insurance. Kelly E. Dietrich, Geico. Daniel L. Dillon, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Thomas D'Onofrio, The Travelers Companies, Inc. David Andrew Ellis, Aon Risk Solutions. James Peter Inglesos, Lawyers Mutual Insurance Company. Brian Faber, CNA Insurance Companies. Joseph W. Philandes, CNA Insurance Companies. Daniel J. Falkson, State Farm Insurance Companies. Thomas B. Fisher, XL Catlin. Ryan Fu, EMC Insurance Companies. Brett Stewart Foster, National Council on Compensation Insurance, Inc. Blake J. Fuchman, Berkshire Hathaway Group. Philippe Kenyon Guerrard, Desjardins Group of Insurance Generales. Amanda B. Gesick, Chubb. Fruma Gewartz, Chubb. Anthony Salvador Giangreco Marotta, Hanover Insurance Group. Jing Gong, Swiss Re. Francis Paul Gong III, PricewaterhouseCoopers. Lison Gravel, La Capitale. Timothy Neal Greeno, Nationwide Insurance. Grace Gu, Esurance. Nicholas Galau, Milliman, Inc. Nicole A. Hackett, Willis Towers Watson. Charles Kitson Hagedorn, The Travelers Companies, Inc. Brett R. Hall, The Hartford. Nicholas Guy Hartman, Nationwide Insurance. Jan He, The Warranty Group. Laura Elizabeth Hemmer, Geico. Bradley M. Henderson, Berkeley Mid-Atlantic Group. Garrett D. Hepburn, The Hartford. Kathleen F. Herrick, PricewaterhouseCoopers. David E. Herson, Arch Insurance. David Andrew Hibbard, The Hartford. Stephen N. Honcharik, Wawanisa Mutual Insurance Company. Yui Ho, Farmers Market Insurance Group. Nicholas O. Irwin, Verisk Analytics. Scott E. Jensen, W.R. Berkeley Corporation. Han Jiang, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Cyprian Manu Juma, United Services Automobile Association. Alex E. Jers, QBE Insurance Group. Ethan Isan Kang, Zurich, North America. Scott Keim, American Family Insurance Group. Kevin Paul Kerr, State Auto Insurance Group. Sean Robert Kiernan, The Travelers Companies, Inc. Kyle R. Kincaid, Zurich, North America. Megan Michelle Klein, Allstate Insurance Company. Kian Wang Ko, AXA Insurance Company. Chun Hin Lam, ISO. Charles Gregory Lam, Safeguard Products International, LLC. Hugo Letendres, EY. Daniel S. Latinsky, Munich Re America, Inc. Alexandre Leclerc, La Capitale. Nicholas Liofsky, Erie Insurance Group. Guang Li, Chubb. Hao Li, Taiping Reinsurance Company Limited. Wenyi Li, AIG. Ying Li, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Xinyun Liao, Kimberly A. Lippincott, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Jin Lu, Transatlantic Reinsurance Company. Jun Lu, Score Reinsurance. Mark Jesse Lockwood, State Farm Insurance Company. Christina Lynn Lutz, XL Catlin. Stephanie I. Lynn, Church Mutual Insurance Company. David Mauman, TD Insurance. Christopher R. Manhav, USAA PNC Insurance Company. Andrew Z. Martinez, Swiss Re. Julie E. Melnick, National Council on Compensation Insurance, Inc. Jacqueline Louise Micheler, Atreides Re. Jeffrey S. Mond, Ironshore Insurance Limited. Susan Moo, NTUC Income Insurance Cooperative Limited. Matthew C. Moran, Matthew Seymour, CrossFit Metropolis. David Morin, TD Insurance. Darren Robert Most, CUNA Mutual Group. Deepa Chimbazi Nair, The Hartford. Andrew Scott Nonweiler, The Travelers Companies, Inc. David Michael Nye, Chubb. Robert Allen Olszewski, AIG. Kyle Scott Osborne, Liberty Mutual Insurance. John E. Osteen, Nationwide Insurance. Andrew D. Otto, Liberty International Underwriters. Andrew Winston Parr, Uber Technologies. Katrine Petrovsky, Columbia University. Fong Pham, California Casualty Management Company. Pauline E. Phillip, Berkshire Hathaway Specialty Insurance. Gabriel James Plano, Everest Regroup Limited. Abby Lee Popejoy, State Farm Insurance Companies. Alex Prajescu, Intact Financial Corporation. Forrest Milton Preston, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Nicholas James Principe, Willis Towers Watson. Maxim Prue Rivard, La Capitale. Etienne Chin, TD Insurance. Andrew Wade Rains, Aon Risk Solutions. Peter Joseph Reggiani, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Christopher David Reich, Chubb. Jeremiah I. Richardson, Willis Towers Watson. Danielle Rinaldi, Chubb. Paige Albee Roland, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Carly J. Roland, Milman Inc. Kyle M. Ryan, The Hartford. Sarah Ryan, CNA Insurance Companies. Wenwen Salerno, Assurant Specialty Property. Shelley M. Shod, XL Catlin. Jonathan William Schroeder, Alliance Global Corporate and Specialty SE. Tobias Schuler, EY. John N. Schultz, Berkshire Hathaway Group. Justin P. Smith, Accident Fund Group, Inc. Robert Edward Fight Smith, Chubb. Christopher Y. So, Allstate Canada Group. Jonathan M. Statman, Endurance Specialty Holdings Limited. Elizabeth Demon Storm, The Travelers Companies, Inc. Guoqin Sun, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Chuck Yam Tam, Esurance. Wei Lia Tam, Swiss Re. Caitlin E. Tatarzan, Berkshire Hathaway Society Insurance. Jared James Thompson, Arrowhead General Insurance. David Claudio Toluso, Economical Insurance. Diana C. Yancy, EY. William A. Uffenbeck, Zurich, North America. Gabriel Vachon Marceau, Intact Financial Corporation. Olina Voloshina, Desjardins Group, The Assurance Generale. Olin, did I just say that? Voloshina. Oh, I just said that, sorry. Yi Wang, Selective Insurance Company. Amanda C. Waihe, United Services Automobile Association. Caleb Michael Wetherill, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Catherine Renee Terpestra Wilson, By the Numbers Actuarial Consulting, Inc. Roxa Wimansuthikul, The Reinsurance Public Company Limited. Dennis C. Wong, PricewaterhouseCoopers. Biling Wu, Star Companies. Binbin Singh, Farmers Insurance Group. C.C. Shang, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Eric J. Schopp, CSAA Insurance Group. Hong Xiwen Yi, J.P. Wall Consulting Partners. Jennifer Ye, CNA Insurance Companies. Jessica Ye, Willis Towers Watson. Gang Yin, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Andrew Ryan Yuhas, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Thomas Nelson Zidane, XL Catlin. Wenyi Zhang, Chubb. Li Zhu, KPMG China. Zachary Michael Ziegler, MS Amlin Bermuda. All new fellows, please stand. Oh my God.
And while we're recognizing our new fellows, let's acknowledge the family members and others who supported them on their path to fellowship. At this point in the program, Bob Michaelis will give the address to new members. Bob Michaelis is a fellow of the Casualty Actuarial Society, a member of the American Academy of Actuaries. He served as president of the CAS in 2015 and as chairperson of the CAS Board of Directors in 2016. Prior to that, Bob served on the board of both the Actuarial Standards Board and the American Academy of Actuaries. More recently, he has been the driving force behind the development of the CAS Institute and is serving as the inaugural chair of the CAS Institute Leadership Advisory Council. Bob has over 40 years of experience as an actuary, consultant, and reinsurance executive. He retired from Deloitte earlier this year and is now an independent strategic advisor and consulting actuary. With his broad experience in the actuarial profession, Bob brings a unique point of view, and I know that he will have valuable insights to offer to not only our new members, but all of our members here at the meeting and watching the webcast. Please join me in welcoming Bob Michaelis.
Well, I want to give my personal congratulations to the new fellows and associates of the Casualty Actuarial Society. You've achieved a major milestone in your career. Your recognition as a professional is stronger because of what you have accomplished. You made it, and you should be very proud. This is your time to be in the limelight. Over time, you may forget how hard you worked to get here. But as your professional career moves forward, you will continue to learn, to explore, and to apply what you've learned from the CAS. As a CAS member, you are part of a professional community that is highly valued worldwide. Through our community, you will have many opportunities to further your career by participating as a CAS volunteer. If you are a new associate, know that your CAS community strongly supports you to continue to fellowship. If you are a new fellow, know that your CAS community gives you many opportunities for additional professional development. This meeting, obviously, is one of those opportunities. As you face new challenges in your career, remember your involvement in the CAS community can provide you with invaluable insights and experience. My one message and my one takeaway for all of you is to be inspired and be inspirational. This is very important to you and to those around you and to our CAS community as a group. And lastly, I'd like to tell you to remember those who helped you along the way with learning and studying for the exams and those who supported and encouraged you in other ways. Those people, as we know, are very important to all of us and will continue to be important to us in our careers. I want to ask you to personally thank those who you can and show your appreciation for their guidance and their support. I want to thank our new members for your perseverance and energy to get here. Your CAS community is invaluable to you. Best of luck to all of you in your professional careers as members of the Casualty Actuarial Society. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We're now at the conclusion of our celebration of new members. Next up is a break, followed by our featured speaker. But all of you, please remain in your seats until the new fellows and then the associates have left the ballroom. The fellows should go first, and they should report directly to the South China Seas Room for group photos. And then we're back in this room at 9:15, or maybe a little before. Thank you.
Ain't it fun?